Okay, good morning, everybody, and a good Erev Yantiv. Thank you so much for joining me today. So today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to learn Simen Shin Pei Vav Si'ifim Zayin and Ches. This is page Resh Nun Vav Amud Aleph. And again, we are talking about Shitufei Mavuos and what types of foods can be used for a Shituf Mavuos. Again, with an Erev Chatzeros, you can only use bread, but Shitufei Mavuos, you can use all different types of foods. So says the Shulchan Aruch and Siv Zayin, Mishtatvin B'Shnei Beitzim. So this Siv is going to be how much, the quantity of a variety of different foods that one might want to use. We gave general rules for the quantity, that if it's davar lelafes pas apas, so it's shtei seudos worth of liftan, and if it's something that's eaten independent of pas, so it's shtei seudos worth of that food, and anything that's for kinuach seuda, it's for two desserts worth. So now we're going to give actual numbers. So mishtatvin b'shnei beitzim, you could do a shituf with two eggs, afilu chayim, even raw eggs, b'shnei rimonim, with two pomegranates, b'chamisha aparsikim, I think it's peaches maybe, or something like that, with five of those, five fruits, belitra yarak ben chai ben mavushal, and a litra of vegetables, whether it be raw or cooked, bepolim lachem, with moist beans, kamlo ayad, a handful worth, betapucha ya'ar melo hakav, and with forest apples or something like that, wild apples, a kav worth, says the Mishnah Berurah. Afilu chayim dezim v'sadim al piyat chak. The reason raw is okay when talking about eggs is sometimes people will eat raw eggs. B'shnei rimonim b'chamisha aparsikin de'el dvar mergin lava l'kinuach se'uda. These are things that people will use for dessert. V'shir zed da'el l'kinuach shtei se'udas mechashivusam. And this is the amount that people would eat for dessert for two meals. U'b'gemari yiso d'marvin basareh gozum o'besaregech o'mehaytem the chashivi. And the Gemara gives other numbers for other things. Ten egozim and one esrog, and it's all the same logic. But litra yarak, the pachs mizelo chashivi, it's got to be a litra of yarak, because less than that is not chashuv. Bein chai, ayin lel b'sivkat n'chavav, because in sivkat n'chavav, which we learned yesterday, he said that it's the derech to eat them chayin, it's the derech to eat yarakos raw. Bepolin lachin, shadarkon lechel chayin, and with moist beans, which is the derech to eat raw, kimeloa yad, shezeh shir lelafis po shtei sudos, and the reason a handful is because that's the amount that you would use for the relish on bread for two sudos. Betapucha yar, lefishen derech lachlan el al yidei adchak. These kinds of things, people would only eat if they're in a more desperate kind of situation. V'harvei poskim cholkim al zevedaitam debekol tapuchim dina hochi debekav. The many poskim disagree and say that with all apples, the din is that it's got to be a kav. Od isa begemara, degam tamara mugro Garos hashir hu kamlo agav, and the Gemara says that when it comes to dates and dried figs, the shear is a kav. V'shemen shiuro berevius, and shemen the shear is berevius udvela. Shiura mana, and it's a mana worth of tevelum. Meloa kav debatzmi achilo chashivi. The reason you need a full kav is because less than that is not considered chashuv. Si'if ches mishtatven avil bochel shena ra'ui lo. Ooh, you're allowed to make a sheet of mavuos even with a food that you can't eat. Imra'i l'shamadam, as long as it's right for somebody else to eat. Kagon l'nazir b'yayin. So you could have a nazir in your neighborhood, and you could have wine as your sheet of mavuos, even though the nazir is not allowed to eat it. Uli yisrael b'truma, or you can have truma as the sheet of mavuos, even though only if someone takes a neder not to eat this food, or a shavua not to eat this food, so you're still allowed to use it as a shituf, because other people are allowed to eat it. And some say that's only if your neder or shvuah was not to eat it. Avalim neder or nishba shelo yehana mimenu. But if the neder or the shvuah was to not get any hanah from it, then ein mishtatven lo ba, then you're not allowed to use it for a shituf, because the use of as a shituf itself is considered a hanaa. V'im omar konam hanaaso o achiloso alai lukuli alma ein mishtatif ba. And if a person uses the lashon of that he's not going to get any hanaa, or he's not going to eat from it, and then even if he uses the lashon of eating, you're not allowed to use it as a shituf. Says the Mishnah Berurah, mishtatven hu adin linyanei ruvit chumin, v'chein that all of the halachos that we have over here apply not only to shitufei mavuos but to eruvei tchumin as well. They do not apply to eruvei chatzeros, because eruvei chatzeros can only be made, as we said before, with bread. Uli Yisrael b'truma, so Yisrael can have truma as his shituf hol v'chazil kohen, because it's roy for someone else to eat, to a kohen. Ooh, says Mishmur, very interesting. What about nowadays? All the kohanim are tameim, so no one is really truma. So therefore the halacha changes. I'm supposed to give a shir at some point over Shavuos on the halachas that change over time. So I now found another example that you're allowed to make a shituva mavuos with truma back then when kohanim were tahorim, but now that all kohanim are tameim, you cannot use truma as a shituva mavuos. And we call makom bechala near a dema arvin umishtafin. But with chala, it seems that you are allowed to make an eruv and a shituf, even though everyone is tamei and chala as a din of truma. But all you need to do to be allowed to eat chala apparently is to be tovel akirios, to be tovel to the point that you're not a balkari anymore, and that's something that people do. It doesn't have the exact dinim of truma. Tamei meis apparently is allowed to eat chala. That's what it seems to say in the Shar HaTziyun. Ulinyan misha noik shol lechel chadash. And as far as someone who has the practice not to eat chadash, imutul ariv l'shtatif po. So can he use chadash as his shituf? So tali bezeh imu noik rak mitzad chumra mutul ariv l'shtatif po. So if he's only noik as a chumra, so then he's allowed to make an eruv and a shituf with it because he holds that it's really mutter. Vimu nisu bezeh machmas das haposkim shesom shu aser min adin kam b'chutzarts. But if the reason he doesn't eat chadash is because he holds that it's actually aser, then aser lo ariv l'shtatif po. Then he cannot use it as an eruv or a shituf because he holds that it's aser. It's interesting. It sounds like even if everybody else holds it's mutter, meaning normally things that are aser for you but mutter for other people, you're allowed to use as a shituf. But if you hold it's aser, you hold it's aser for everybody, and therefore that you're not allowed to use it as a shituf at all. Very interesting. V'chein mishtatif bo, and this is going on where we said if a person takes a neder or a shavua, you could use it as a shituf hol v'chazil achrini, since other people are allowed to eat it. Ein mishtatfin lo ba, but if you took a neder or a shavua, a neder hana'a, then you're not allowed to use it as a shituf. Di'avol gav d'chazil achrini, because even though it may be ro'i for other people to eat, mikol makom harehu nena al yidei tikun zeh, but you're getting hana'a from the fact that it's being used as a shituf mavuos. V'arehu asra latzma hana'a. So, and you said you're not allowed to get hana from it. V'dafka shituf ha'eruv v'chatzer shema arvilin dvar rishus. But this is only going to be true when it comes to shituf emavuos or eruv v'chatzeros, where the reason you make it is just done for your convenience, for your own hana'a. Aval eruv v'tchumin, but when it comes to using these kinds of foods as an eruv tchumin, she'en marvin el dvar mitzvah, where the halacha is you're only allowed to make an eruv tchumin for the sake of a dvar mitzvah, so then mutter, then you're allowed to use things that are aser b'hana'a to you, to mitzvah slav lehana'a, because the halacha is that the benefit and pleasure that one gets from a mitzvah is not halachically considered hana'a. So when you're using food that's aser b'hana'a to you as your eruv tchumin, it's not called that you're getting hana'a from it just because your tchum is extending, since all you're gaining from it is the ability to do a mitzvah. So that's not called hana'a. V'inei milushona mechaber mashma dildei rishona afil k'shom b'shola hana gamkein motu lariv l'shtatif. The lashon of the mechaber implies that the first day thinks that even if you took a neder hana'a, you're allowed to use it for an eruv chatzeres and a shtuvim avuos. Aval kama achron kasu dafla de rishona aser benadar nishma b'feir shalo yahana. But a lot of the achronim say it can't possibly be true, because why should that be true? Meaning, if you took a neder hana'a, then why should you be allowed to use it as a shtuvim avuos? It doesn't make any sense that there would be such an opinion. V'im amar konam, we said, however, if you said a lashon of konam, even only a lashon of achila on the konam, you're not allowed to use it as an eruv or a shituf. Hatam, the reason for this is even though generally if a person takes a neder from achila, he's allowed to be mishtatef. That's if he doesn't mention the word konam. Aval ba'omer l'shon konam, but if he uses the lashon of konam, afilu hiskel beferush achila gam kein in mishtafen ba. Then even if he mentions achila explicitly, he's not allowed to use it as a shituf. The konam u'lashon karban, because the word konam implies karban. V'yisharis b'zeh asil mishgam shel hekdash gamur. And if we allow you to use this for your eruv or your shituf, you might come to do so with real hekdesh. And that for sure is aser. You're not allowed to use hekdesh for an eruv or a shituf. Because that's aser for everybody, not just for you. As far as halacha is concerned, look in the bir halacha. So what we learned today is first in Siv Zayin, we just went through a variety of different foods and what the shir would be for shitufei mavuos. None of that relates to eruv chatzeros, which can only be made with bread. bread. And then in Sivches, we said that in order to use food as a shituf, it doesn't have to be mutter for you to eat, but it needs to be mutter for somebody to eat. And therefore, truma is fine, even though you're a Yisrael, because Kohanim are allowed to eat it, but the Mishmur pointed out, nowadays, truma would not be fine, because even Kohanim are not allowed to eat truma. If a person took a neder not to eat a food, then he's allowed to use it for a shituf. But if he took a neder not to get hana'a from a food, then he is not allowed to use it for a shituf, although he would be allowed to use it for a ruvei tchumen, since a ruvei tchumen are only made for the sake of a dvar mitzvah. And if a person took a neder with a lashon of konam, then even if it was a lashon of konam la'achila, he's not allowed to use it for a shituf, because people might confuse that with actual karban, with actual hegdish, which certainly cannot be used for an eruv or a shituf. Everyone have a wonderful yantif, a wonderful Shabbos. Thank you for joining me today. We'll finish up Siman Shin Pei Vav on Sunday, B'li Neder.